Do I use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it turned on?
What a joy to be here in the Father's House of Glory. What I'm sharing today, I cannot share it at my church yet.
今天李牧师要跟我们分享信息，他自己在自己教会都还没分享完。The Lord
highlighted to me the four things we're going to talk about. One day when I was discipling someone from Singapore, I believe, a few months ago.
几个月前呢，他在带一个新加坡的门徒的时候，神就把这个有几个重点放在他心里。So
almost every day I'm discipling someone, usually from America or Singapore. Online, that's the arrangement of the Lord.
就是说是主的特别的安排，每一天几乎都是在带门徒，不管是在哪里，在别的国家就带门徒。Whenever
you have a teacher and student relationship where you are observing the instructions of God.
如果每一天都有这种师徒的关系，然后来遵守神的。
That is fulfilling the Great Commission.
这个就已经是在成就主的大使命。Every
time you meet here, and the pastor or an invited brethren come and share the word, so that we pay attention to all that he has commanded. That is doing the Great Commission.
就是说，那每一次我们的聚集在教会中聚集，不管是牧师还是邀请的讲员来讲道。 神的道，然后大家一起来遵行，这就是完成大使命了。The
Great Commission is taking care to observe and to understand everything that He has instructed.
就大使命里面讲到说，就说把我所教训你们的，你们都要遵守。所以这个就是这样子做，就是在遵行，就在行使大使命。
Now, Jesus is praying for you even today.
耶稣就是今天也在为我们祷告。There's
a scripture in Psalm 138 that is very puzzling to many translators.
就说诗篇138篇呢，有这么一句话，让那些翻译者都觉得很困惑。Because
it says, I will magnify my word above all my name.
这里讲到说，我要使你的话显为大，过于你的名声。So
what's greater than the name of God?
Right. 什么是超过神的名的？
And so some translators would say, I will magnify your word as much as your name.
就是说，有的人就会讲说，哦，就是要使你，我要使你的话显为大，就是如同你的名一样大。That's
okay.
这样也可以.
But you're missing something, even much more that is behind the power of God's word, which is working through His name.
就是说，这样翻译也可以，但是。 就少了，亏缺了。你使他的话，就是说显为大。
So today, if you pay attention,
如果今天你留意，
we'll open another window.
我们打开另外一扇窗。
For you to understand how this scripture, can be seen in the prayer of Jesus.
就说圣经，我们可以怎么样来看见，然后再。
And so pay attention here in Psalm 138, verse 2, where he says, I will worship or bow down before the holy temple, and because of your chesed and emet, I will praise your name, because of your covenant, faithful love, and your faithfulness, I will praise your name.
在诗篇138篇第二节这里讲到说，我要向你的圣殿下拜，为你的慈爱，原文就是 Hasan， 或他的诚实就是 Amen， 来称赞你的名。
All right, the Chinese translation as Pastor Melvin had just said is 诚实、mm-hmm. but the actual word and net is closer to 信实。
信实，对，那个是翻译的问题。Amen 是信实，但是我们中文圣经翻成诚实，它是 Amen 是神的信
实。As I understand this, 诚实 means almost like honesty, truth.
对。Right?就是诚实比较多的，好像是说这个人很真诚，很有真理。
But you miss out the fact of being faithful, and being faithful to his promise, or his word.
就是说，但是这样翻译呢，就错过他原文的那个，他是很现实的，而且他的应许，他对于他的应许是很现实的。
For example, you can have a truthful person as a friend.
比如说，你可以有一个很真诚的人做你的朋友。
But he's not faithfully walking with you because he says, "Oh, your trouble is too much, and I still keep my truth. I still love you, but I cannot walk with you because it's too difficult for me."
但是呢，他虽然是这样子，他有真理，可是他说我没有办法很信实的与你同行，因为你的麻烦太大了。他是一个还是很真诚的人呢、啊，
yeah.
很真实的人呢、啊。
So that's what happened. I went to Tibet because a previous companion of the brother who was commissioned the task, Brother Sadhu, his earlier friend said, "Oh, it's too difficult. I really can't go with you, right? It's too difficult." And so he could not fulfill his promise to go with the minister to this difficult land.
比如说，为什么我们李牧师就必须要去西藏？对。西藏的，因为原先答应跟那个当务者去西藏的那个人，他虽然他是有真理，但他没有办法那么有信实的遵守他的口头约定，跟人家一起去，所以他只好代替陪伴那个牧师去。
Because after the first trip, it was so difficult for him to deal with the high pressure and the spiritual oppression. He just could not.Faithfully follow through his promise to go to subsequent trips.
因为那个人呢，第一次去的时候，对于那高山的这个就是呼吸的这个缺氧，他很难受，他就第二次他就不敢再信实的跟着去了，所以中间有差别。
So now pay attention. It says, "And praise your name," meaning that this is his name.
而且这里讲到说是。讲到他的名，他的名。
So keep this in mind because we will come to this part of the Father's name.
你就记得这一段的那个诗篇。
Right, so
我们回头会再回来。
Today we will go and look at four spiritual dimensions of the name of our Father God as it relates to all of us disciples.
所以今天我们要来看有四个层面，关乎我们父神的名。
So, this prayer is called the High Priestly Prayer generally, but it's really the Lord's Prayer to the Father for himself and for his disciples.
这一段呢，就是这一段祷告，主约翰福音十七章呢，很多人说是大祭司祷告，其实就是主耶稣向他的父神为他自己为我们祷告。
So you can say.High priestly prayer is good, but the heart of it is a family prayer.
你可以说大祭司祷告这也很好，但是这里面的重核心呢，是讲到一个家庭的这样子为这个家的祷告。
There's a family of God, and there are the families of the nations of God.
这有神的家，还有列国的家。
So yes, the family.Families and the nations, they also belong to God.
是的，所有的家庭，所有列国都是属于神。
But then, among all the families and nations, God picked up only one of these, right here.
所以在列国的众家庭当中， 神挑选了一个就放在他心怀去。
So not only to know him, but to possess him.
不单是认识他，而且是拥有他。
Many people don't want to possess God.
很多人不想拥有神。
Many Christians don't want to possess God.
很多基督徒都不想要真的拥有神。
If you want to possess God, you want to possess every word that is given to you.
那如果你要拥有神，等于他所说的每一句话，你都要，都要拥有。
Now we will see how Jesus make three testimonies.
我们要来看耶稣怎么来做三个见证。
So the first one that he has opened up, revealed the name of the Father to the disciples.
首先呢，他把他父的名呢，就向他的门徒们就显明出来。
And these are only the ones that are chosen from the world, not the whole world.
就是说这些呢，这几个门徒是他从世上所特别拣选出来，不是全世界的。
And they also have proven that they have kept that word that was given to them.
而这些门徒也证实说，他们也确实遵守了从父来赐给他们的这些话。
The second testimony that Jesus, we jump to the point three here, is he will testify that he has kept the disciples in the Father's name that was given to him.
然后第二个见证就耶稣就说，你赐给我这些门徒，在你的名里面，我都保守了他们了。
And so that scripture might be fulfilled.
如此叫圣经上的话得以能够成就。
So there is an explanation why he needed to have kept the disciples in the Father's name that was given to him by the Father.
所以在这里呢，他做一样的见证，就是为什么父神赐给他的人的，在他的名里面，他都保守了他们。
And the third testimony in the number four here is he testifies that he has made known.To the disciples, the name of the Father.
第四个见证呢，就讲到说他已经见证了，他那个将天父的名告诉了门徒，就这里的一二三四，你们可以看。
And there's also a reason which we'll discover at the end.
原因是什么？最后我们会发现。
And then there was, here Jesus asked the Father to keep the disciples in the Father's name.That the Father had given to Jesus.
然后在这里，他也是求父，就因着他的名，使他叫他赐给耶稣所有的门徒都得以保守。
So that the disciples may be one.
叫门徒们能够合而为一。
Now it sounds very what we call full, isn't it?
这听起来好像已经很丰满了。
And it is very full, each of these statements of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣他这里所述说的。
They are centered on the name of the Father.
他们是奉父神的名被差遣的。
And today, begin to go deeper in how we are going to learn the Word of God.
就今天我们要更深的来学习我们怎么样从神的话里面。
Because it is possible to read through, say, John chapter 17 and 100 times and not understand what we are going to share today.
所以我们能够真是读约翰福音十七章读上百遍，但是我们还是没有办法明白今天要来分享的这个。
Because we have not built the discipline of learning how to see the richness of that word.
就我们没有好好的训练我们来看这个神的话语里面的如此的丰富。
We just want a general picture when we read the Bible. That's what most Christians want. Just a general picture. Just tell us what we already know or somewhat know.
就是我们只要一个大概的图像，当我们每次读圣经，就是大概这样子。我们即使是别人已经也知道，我们也许也知道的。
Just give me all the answers right up front.
就只要先把这些里面的回答案都先给我。
Don't tell me all the steps that lead to the answer.
不必告诉我所有的步骤达到这个答案的这样子的过程。
If that's the attitude of the heart, then one would not never really come to know the Father's name.
如果那是我们的心态的话，那一个我们就没有办法，永远没有办法真实的明白父神的名字。
Alright, we look at the very first mention of the name of the Father in this prayer in John 17 and verse 6.
那我们就来看这个约翰福音十七章这个祷告啊，十七章六节，这首先提出来这个父的名字这一节。
Now we are not learning the whole Father's Prayer as a whole from verse 1 all the way down to verse 26. We're not learning the whole prayer.
我们今天不是在学习十七章一节到二十六节整个的祷告。
We are only focusing on those four places.Where the name of the Father is mentioned.
我们是专注在这四点，那里呢，父神的名被提出来的地方。
There are many other powerful themes, for example, union and glory, and love, even in this priestly prayer.
在这个祷告里面呢，其实还有很多很重要的，像比如说是那个合一。然后的荣耀等等的，在这里面也有很多很重要的主题。
But these themes we touched here, but not we are not going to explore the whole prayer for those themes.
我们不是要探索整个十七章的祷告，我们就专注在这个父神的名。
All right, so he said, "I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world, and they." Were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word.
第六节讲到，你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显明与他们，他们本是你的，你将他们赐给我，他们也遵守了你的道。
Even from this first verse, we can understand that disciples.Are chosen out, picked out from the world of people, the society. And then here's one, here's one, here's one, here's one. Disciples are picked out from the world.
从这一节我们就看出来，就是说他这些门徒呢，他从世上这一里那里这样子挑选出来的。
Maybe in our Chinese tradition, we see a great grandmaster.And then he goes into a village, or from village to village, and people want to be discipled, but he won't. But then he found that this person, they got that talent, they can recognize, they can see, then they treat you, that you want to come and follow me.
比如说有一个大师到处去找他的门徒，然后很多人都想成为他的门徒，但是他不是人人他都挑选，走到看，哎，这个我选你。那个我选你就从世上就是这样挑选出来的
And those who are picked
那些被挑选的
They have to start to value his word and keep it
那就真的是要好好学习他的话要来遵守
To protect it
也要来保护
To look at it as very precious
看到他的话是很宝贵的
So that's the first thing
这是首先的。
And then verse 7, Jesus says, Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you.
那第七节说到，如今他们知道，凡你所赐给我的，都是从你那里来的。
For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received these words, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me.
因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
Now this know is the word that means an objective knowing.
那这个知道呢是比较客观的这样的知道。
There's another knowing that Jesus uses, which is more like a subjective knowing, which is the word oida.
就是说另外耶稣也用那个另外一个认识那个字呢就是比较主观的认识那个就是 oida 那个原文。
For example, Jesus would tell the Jews who were opposing him, says, you do not know, you do not gnosko, you do not objectively know God.
比如说那些反对耶稣的人，就是你不知道神，你不认识神，他们用的就是客观的那种知识的认识。
But I, or either, I subjectively know him.
他说那些人，你们不真的认识神，但是我是很主观的那个认识。
So, I have become, like the Chinese word is good, the word zu, which is Lord. You are mastering over that because now it's personal. I know him personally.
就是说这个是主观的，就是说我个人化的认识。
Whereas,You don't even know him like a stranger, like a guest.
你呢根本就不认识这个人，这个就是他是一个客人一样的，你都不认识，客观不认识。
But yet, the beginning of your knowledge of God is from a objective, a almost like a distance, objective knowledge.
一个认识神呢，是首先是从一个比较远的。客观的这样子来认识他，先是要这样认识嘛。
For example, we can all open to a very special Taiwanese San Bei Ji three spices chicken.
啊，三杯鸡很有兴趣。比如说台湾的三杯鸡啊，来。
And we read all the 30 instructions.How you prepare it and finally you cook it and how you serve it.
然后来看，哇，这有30个步骤，怎么样来预备来烧这个三杯鸡。
And every one of us are so good. After some time, every last one we memorize all the 30 steps.
我们都很棒的，然后研读了一阵子，这个每个步骤都背下来了。
So we all have objective gnostical knowledge.
我们都有客观的这样的。知识。
And then when it comes to now preparing the dish,
那但是要真的来预备这一道菜。
It requires a personal working and experience right now.
就需要一个主观的这工作的经验。
So you see, being able to walk through that knowledge at a personal level,
能够真有主观的这样子的认识。
It's also very important.
是很重要的。
But you also need to know the right sets of instructions in the first place.
但是首先你要优先有客观的知道这个指示这个指谱是怎么写的。
And that's why the emphasis for discipleship always begins with gnosko knowledge and continue to have gnosko knowledge.
所以呢，对那些门徒来说呢，首先他们一定还是要有客观的知识。
And as you live out that knowledge subjectively, then you know how you have stepped out of the way, or how you have failed the work, or how certain of this knowledge is very difficult, and you subjectively experience the successes and failures of living out that word.
而是当你真的有主观的经历了。你才会真实知道说啊，这里我做的不对，错误了，那你怎么样？就有一个主观的认识。
And so the second point here we want to know is the disciples know objectively that everything comes from the Father.
所以第二点我们要说的是说，所有这些门徒他们都知道，客观上知道，所有一切都是从父来的。
Everything that was given to Jesus is from the Father.
所有赐给耶稣的都是从父来的。
And everything that Jesus gives to the disciples is from the Father.
所有主耶稣赐给这些门徒的都也是从父来的。
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
那好的、坏的、丑陋的 通通是这样子。
So you and I, we have walked through the journey of life.
所以你我我们都走过这个人生的这一个旅程。
There are some good moments.
有很好的时刻，美好的时刻。
There are some very dark moments.
有很不好的时候。
And there are few very ugly moments.
也有一些不多的丑陋的时刻。
And sometimes we would go, Lord, why this? I don't understand.
有时候我们会跟神说，为什么这样？我真的不明白。
Is there a God?
到底有没有神啊？
Well, but when we are disciples, we understand that everything works towards your good.
但是我们是主的门徒的时候，我们就知道万事都是要为我们效力的。
When you are called according to His purpose,
当你是按着他旨意被召的
，His purpose is to bear out His name, who He is.
他的旨意就是要他的名，要彰显他的名，他是怎么样的一个。
And to be like Jesus, who bears His name.
就好像耶稣。是真的是带着他的名
and then he can make known this name to people
他能够使他的名被人家所知道
even to disciples that are picked into their lives
就是说甚至于是那些门徒被挑选进入他们生命
Now the third point which is also covered in verse 8 is disciplesreceive the words of fathers and believe that he sent his son.
那个第八节这里讲到说，这些门徒他们确实知道，就是我是从你出来，就是耶稣是从父神出来的。
Now this refers to the disciples around Jesus who came to receive what he was saying and who believed.When he said that I was sent by the Father, and they believed in what Jesus said, and that he is the one who is the sent one from the Father.
就这里讲的就是这所挑出来的这些门徒们，他们就是那个父赐给主的道，他已赐给他们，他们也领受了，也确实知道耶稣是从父神来摘出来的。
And that's why at the beginning of prayer. 17:3, Jesus said, "This is life eternal. They know you, that you are the only true God, and they know that Jesus Christ is the one who you have sent."
这就是为什么十七章三节那里他说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Because now you are in a relationship where you accept.His words, and you accept the one who is the word of God sent to you.
就当你领受了他的话，也相信了他是神所差来的，这就是真的认识。
That gives you a life in God.
这就赐给你一个在神里面的生命，永生。
Life eternal means that the word of God.Is now a part of your life that gives you expression in life.
就永生呢，永恒的生命呢，就是神的话在你的生命里面，你也真的是在生命中。
Now, if you tell another Christian, this is the word of God that you are to forgive your brother or your sister, and they say no, I can't forgive.
如果你告诉别人说啊，这个是神的话这么说，你要赦免你的弟兄姐妹，这个不，我饶恕不了。
Then eternal life is not in this brethren.
那这样子，永恒的生命就没有办法在那个人的里面。
That's the most important aspect of eternal life.
这就是永恒的生命最重要的一部分。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道
？Well, Jesus himself said it.
因为耶稣自己是这么说。
So you can look at Matthew 19.
所以你可以看马太福音十九章。
This rich young ruler said, "Good master, how can one inherit this life eternal?"
所以说，这个 这个年轻的长官呢来说，他说我做什么才善事才能得永生呢？
Jesus said, do the commandments of God.
那你就遵行神的诫命就好了。
He said, which ones?
哪一条？
Well, Jesus just threw out a few. Anyone, when you do it, you have that life eternal in you.
你只要遵照神的吩咐去做，你就有永恒的生命在里面。
But you are not perfect yet, even if you do that.
但是你就算你做到，你还没有完全。
If you want to get perfect, you've got to get rid of everything that is stopping you from following me and learning from me.
如果你真的要完全，你就要把所有拦阻你来跟从我的，通通抛弃掉。
Luke 10, the lawyer.
路加福音十章也是一样，有个律法师。
He is expert on the Torah, the instructions of God.
那律法师呢，就是关律法这方面的专家。
He has turned the words of God every way and debated.
他到处都跟人家可以辩论的很好，关于这个律法。
And he asked Jesus the same question.
他问耶稣一样的问题。
And Jesus turned to this lawyer and says, "What does the law say? Since you are a lawyer."
然后他就问这个律法师，那律法是怎么说的呢？
And then he said, "Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength."And then love your neighbor as yourself.
然后他自己都知道，他说就是要尽心尽力爱主你的神，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。他说的很好。
This lawyer was actually summarizing the Ten Commandments.
其实这个律法师他就是把那个十诫总结起来了。
Because the first three, or you can say four, commandments has to do with loving God and God only.
因为前面四戒或三戒是跟你爱神有关系。
And the rest of it is how you love your family and your neighbors.
其他的几戒讲的是你如何来爱你的家人，爱你的朋友、邻舍。
Guess what did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么说呢？
Yeah, you do that and you have your eternal life.
他就讲你如此行，你就有永生了。
Because he didn't use the word eternal there in his reply, but he said, "Do that, you will have life." So the context,
你就会有生命了。
The context is you will have that life, eternal that you're asking for.
对，你在想要有永生，那你这么做，你就会有的生命，那生命是永恒的。
And if you pay attention, there are many other places in the words of Jesus and later the apostles that you will have to come to the absolute conclusion that eternal life.It's a life in which the commands of God are observed and kept and loved.
如果你很留意这些主耶稣很多的教导，你就会知道他说所谓的永恒的生命，就是你遵守神的所有吩咐，谨守遵行。
And that's why 1 John 3:15 says, "A murderer does not have eternal life in them."
所以在约翰一书三章那里讲到说一个。杀人的人没有永恒的生命在他里面。
And what is a murderous heart?
一个杀人的心是什么？
Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount says, you know, you are told do not murder, right? And do not all that, right? But let me tell you, if you have a murderous intent towards your brother, you already are guilty of the fire of hell.
在这里，在那个就是那登山宝训上呢，耶稣有讲到，就说是，就说你那个，如果你说不可杀人，这个是大家都知道。但是如果你里面有要杀人的心，你已经就是你的份就是在那个地狱里啊。
So when you downgrade a brother or sister, you fool, you moron, that's a murderous heart.
他说，当你骂一个人说你是。笨蛋，你就已经是抹杀他的心在里面。
So we understand that.
我们就明白了。
Of course, there is a life when we pass on from this life and we go into the present, but there is a life that goes on eternally. Yes, there is.
是的，当我们离开今世，我们到神那边去的是有一个永恒的生命，有一个永恒的。
But it is the life eternal in which we keep and follow and understand and meditate on the Word of God that is the most important part. Because this life eternal is the life of God inside you and inside me.
而这个我们可以得着一个永恒的生命呢，是借着谨守遵行神的话语，那这个永恒的生命就在我们里面。
And this eternal,
这是很宝贵的。
This eternal life can grow and grow and grow and grow and grow.
而这样子的生命跟永恒的生命在我们里面可以不断的成长成长。
And that's why in John 10:10, Jesus says, I come so that you not only have this life, but have more and more and more of this life of God inside you.
所以约翰福音十章十节说，我来是要叫羊，叫你们得生命，并且得的更多更多更丰盛。
And that's why you and I want to be real disciples to, and we pay attention to all these statements concerning disciples.
所以你跟我，我们是要成为主耶稣基督真实的门徒，所以要很留意这个这里所教导的关于这个门徒的真门徒。
And then when we look at verse 9 and 10, I'm praying for them.I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine.
第九节、十节这里呢讲的，就是我为他们祈求，不为世人祈求，却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因为他们本是你的，凡是我的都是你的，你的也是我的，并且我因他们得了荣耀。
My brother William's brother's keeper, I forgot to click, but he could follow. Thank you.
我们讲员忘记换图皮图像，但是我们后面的我有好，你说你画的太快了，好。
You know, so this is a great privilege of a disciple who is an exclusive property.Of God the Father, and also an exclusive property of the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，做门徒是很宝贵。我们是神特别拥有的产业，也是主耶稣特别拥有的产业。
And that's why Jesus could warn the other Jewish people who are part of the bigger family of God that you don't hurt or slow down or discourage any of my little followers, my disciples.
所以为什么主耶稣要警告那些以色列犹太人说，你们呢不要叫这群里面最小的跌倒。
In Matthew 18, he says, it's better that you go and tie a millstone around your neck and go and commit suicide now than be able to do that.
如果你要叫这小子里面的一个跌倒了，你不如现在就把一个大磨石挂在颈项上，你就去投海。
Jesus was not warning the me Chinese people.
耶稣在那里不是在警告中国人，他是在警告他们同样的
Native Americans.
他也不是在讲警告美国人或者是原住民。
He was talking to the Jewish people, warning them.
他对犹太人说，你们不要叫这些。
He said, "Do you know that every day the angels behold the face of the Father?"
你不要小看这些小子们，他们的使者，他们每天都去见父啊。
And here in these scriptures here, Jesus is saying, I'm only praying for these, you here, not for everyone in the world.
耶稣在这里讲的何等宝贵，我只为你们在座的这几个祷告，不是为所有全世界的祷告。
Now later on in the prayer, he says, he also prayed for others.
那当然最后也说，也为别人祷告，但是他说
others who will follow the footsteps of The disciples.
那以后跟随门徒脚中的这些人，这些你要为他们来祷告。
You know, we face many trials, and some of us at the forefront as pastors, we face a lot more spiritual trials.
我们都面临很多的属灵征战，特别牧师可能面对的更多的征战。
But every time one of those of my disciples tell me, Pastor, I'm praying for you.
那每一次如果有这个门徒来说。牧师，我在为你祷告。
Well, I feel the strength.
我就觉得有力量。
The encouragement.
就被鼓励了。
Because we need an exclusive prayer.
我们需要那种独特别的祷告。
And so the pastor of any church, you pray for everyone of the flock.
所以牧师为教会里面这羊群每一个祷告。
in an exclusive way.
就是很独特的方法，个别的。
Because these ones,
因为这一群
glorify or carry the weight of the pastor, the teacher, or the disciples, they carry and they honor the glory of Jesus.
因为这一群他本身带着有这样的荣耀，他们就是也是有这样的分量来荣耀主耶稣基督。
Two chapters earlier.Jesus talked about how we get glory, that is by bearing the fruit of obedience because of love.
那在前面两章那里讲到说我们怎么样借着结果子来荣耀神。
Because when you are obedient because you love, then that fruit glorifies the Father.
因为你因着顺服，然后就结果子，那个果子是叫父神的荣耀。
You obey because you really love.
你顺服，因为你爱。
And you really love, and therefore you really obey.
那你因为你爱，你就真的顺服。
And that the fruit of obedience is the fruit of love.
而顺服的果子就是神的果子。
And so God is glorified.
神就得荣耀。
So disobedient.Believers do not glorify God.
然后这个信徒们要荣耀神。
Those who are disobedient,
不顺服的
do not glorify God.
就没有荣耀神。
Now the second aspect of his name is Jesus praying and asking Father, I am no longer in the world.
然后接着他在那祷告说
I'm no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I'm coming to you, Holy Father.
十一节说到从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。
In your name.
求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们。
And the third aspect is the next verse, well, I was with them, I kept them in your name.
就第三点就是说 我因求你因你赐给我的名保守他们。
So here he uses a very strange, you can say, modifying phrase to modify what name of God, and it's the name which you have given to me.
他说你的名什么，就是你赐给我的名。
So what was the name that God had given to the Lord?
那到底神把什么样的名赐给了我们的主？
Remember the angel of the Lord came to Joseph and said, Mary will bear a child.
然后记得天使来到那个玛利亚那里跟他说，你将要生一个儿子。
And he shall be called Jesus.
他名叫耶稣，给他起名叫耶稣。
Because he will save his people from their sins.
因为他要将百姓从罪恶中救出来。
So save who? God's people.
要救什么？救神的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
Why? Because God's people, the Jewish people, were in a contract, in a covenant with God.
因为这些神的百姓呢，他们是与神有立约的。
And so they have broken and violated the contract.
虽然他们毁约，他们不守约。
And the covenant curse is coming to hurt them in anger.
然后这个毁约的这个咒诅呢，是要临到他们，来伤害他们的。
So.Jesus is coming to save them from that judgment that was to come upon this nation.
耶稣来呢，是要把这个国家从这个罪恶的审判中给救出来了。
And that's why his name, Jesus, is the name Yeshua, which means Yahweh Shua, Yahweh saves.
那耶稣为什么他说就要起名叫耶稣？耶稣啊的意思就是耶和华拯救。
So the Lord Jehovah, the great, the I Am of the Old Testament, the name that he revealed to Moses,
这个名呢, 耶和华就是这个我是自有拥有的神, 我是这个名字呢, 他显明给摩西说, 就是耶和华,
so that,
他的名,
that God
那个神,
is going to come and save.
他耶和华要来施行拯救, 就是耶稣啊。
So he is going to, how Jesus was saving them is bringing them under that name, the real name of God, which is salvation.
那耶稣怎么来救这些百姓？就是把他们救到他的名字之下。那个名字的意思就是耶和华拯救。
No other name under heaven whereby all you people are to be saved except the name Yeshua.
天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救，除了耶稣这个名字。耶稣这个名字。
The people of Israel are about to have a curse upon them. They cannot call to Egypt. They cannot call to the kings of the nations of the world.
就是说，当以色列要受到因着罪要受到咒诅的审判。 他们没有别人可以拯救，埃及不能救，别邻国不能救。
The people of Israel had to look at this carpenter from Galilee and then call out to him and say, Yeshua, Jesus, save me.
所以犹太人只能要看这一位拿撒勒的木匠耶稣才能够来救他们，所以他们要呼求耶稣啊这个名字。
They have to really know and believe and receive Yeshua and His Word.
他真要来认识他，真是要真知道他，然后来接受他，然后可以领受这个耶稣的拯救。But
the Lord Jesus wanted that to bring him so that they're really a part of His family, the blessed family, so that they can be one, even as. Father, you and I, we are one.
所以耶稣真实愿意把他们都一起，就是领进来，他们好像他们合而为一，就好像父与耶稣是合而为一一样。So
they are really in the family.
他们真实就在这个家里面，神的家里。So
society is all chaos. Everything is dangerous, and there's all kinds of stealing and killing and harming.
虽然这个世界充满了这个黑暗的，各式各样的就是杀害，就是伤害，各式各样的不好的事情在那里发生，这是外面的社会。But
within the city, there is a special compound.
但是在这个城市里面有特别的一个。That
when you make it inside, you are safe.
你一个地方，你只要进入了，你就得救了。And
those who can come in to be one. Within this compound, as a real family that is saved, will be saved.
就是说，已经在这个监护台里面，你已经有一些人，你再进来，你也跟他们一样，都是得救的。So
Jesus have continued to brought the disciples together as a family and to stay as a family, because if they divided up and they scatter on themselves, they are going to be hurt. They're going to be killed. They're going to lose their faith.
就是说，所以耶稣不断的带领很多人进到这个家里面，这个是一个得救的地方。如果他们不在这里面，他们在外面孤单的在外面，就很可能被伤害、被杀害。So
they must recognize one another as the one body who is being saved by the Lord in like Noah's Ark.
所以他们必须大家在一起，就好像在一个方舟里面，彼此要认识，知道我们这些都是蒙恩得救的。
But Jesus said, I will no longer be in here, in society, in the world, and I'm coming to you. So now you please keep them, right, in your name. So you see, Jesus sees the importance of them being kept in that name.
因为耶稣知道他要离世的时候，他不在这个世上的时候，他就要离开了，所以。 很何等重要！这一些人都应该因着父的名被保守在一起。
You know, Pastors, we try to keep the flock.
所以牧师想要把羊群都给
召集在，so that no one is lost.
没有一个人失丧。
And that's why this particular thing that Jesus did is particularly important for those of us. We have to guard. How do we keep? We have to guard and protect so that no one is lost.
所以耶稣在这里所做的是何等重要，牧师们也是一样，就是要来看守这所有的羊，都是大家都在这个家在圈羊圈里面，以致没有人失丧。
So you can look at it as so that they can be one, joined to Scripture, joined to His Word.
所以大家都可以合而为一，因为借着圣经，借着他的话合而为一。
So if Scripture says, those that cannot be saved are those who are disobedient and unrepentant, then we have to respect that. So there are some people that we cannot really continue to protect because they continue to violate Scriptures and they tear themselves apart from Scripture or they want to destroy their family. So unfortunately, they will be like Judas who became the son who is to be destroyed.
不幸的，有的就好像那个卖主的犹大一样，他就是定义他就是不想遵守圣经的教训，然后他就是来伤害教会，伤害身体。这样的人不断这么做的话，是有一些人是没有办法就在这个家里面。
So to keep in the name Yeshua, we see God.Wanting us to be one within His will, right? Within His will to be one family, and also one to be one within His word, His instructions.
我们要属于这个耶稣啊，这个大家庭的，其实就是这一个愿意遵守他的话，他的圣经的。
So one aspect is to be at one with His scripture. That means that you really don't go against scripture.
就不违背圣经的真实的。
And the other one is at one with his real desire that we are one family, one united family.
然后另外一方面，我们也真是他照着他的心愿，我们是一个家人，我们是合而为一的。
All right, and we come to the fourth spiritual dimension.
第四层面，圣经讲。
He says, Father, I desire they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I have made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them and I in them.
Okay, 在后面这里啊，父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差了我来，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
So here I put above here Exodus 34 and 5 and 6.
就是出埃及记34章。
See, Moses wanted to see God's glory.
因为摩西想要看见神的荣耀。
And then God revealed His glory by proclaiming His name, Exodus 34, verse 5.
所以在出埃及记三十四章第五节那里呢，神显出他的荣耀是宣告他的名，借着宣告他的名。
So you can see that the glory of the Lord is directly reflected or manifested through this name of the Lord.
所以神的荣耀呢，是彰显，是显明出来，是从他的名里面显出来。
And that's why in Exodus 34, 6, when God said Yahweh, Yahweh, all right, the word Yah, which is Jesus, from where we get Jesus, he went on to describe himself that he is a God who is going to show special favor, grace. Right? He's a God who's going to be showing mercy. Why?
所以他这里讲到说耶和华那个耶就是他的那个前面耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神他是不轻易发怒必须有丰盛慈爱诚实
But why does he have this mercy and then this favor?
为什么他会有这个
Because he's a God, I am who I am, I will be who I be, but he will be abounding, overflowing with chesed, with this covenant, faithful love, and with this emet, this truth and faithfulness. So picture a spring, and then you have this water flow out that has two very distinct color and blended beautifully, and one is royal blue, and one is rich. Like the spring, green, the freshest of greenness, and these are flowing out from that spring.
你就想象有一个涌泉，它喷出来有两股水泉，是这么美丽的，有蓝色的，另外一股是绿色的，春天的，这样它就非常完美的就。
And they have blended so well, and then they begin to spread to those who need that, those who need that merciful healing. It begins to touch the spirit.
然后这一个涌泉呢，就真的是涌向所有需要的，需要他的怜悯，需要他的医治的这些人。But
also, it will also find out those who are going to be specially favored, and this stream will go and touch them and bring them deeper into that blessing.
就是说他们这个涌泉，他也会找到那些特别蒙恩的，就是能把他们带到恩典的更深处。So
they have something that far fewer people have because they are favored.
因为有人蒙大恩的人，他就比别人得的更加多。
So that's the name of the Lord.
那就是我们主的名就是这么丰富。
So you have Yahweh, Yahweh on the one hand, and which is I am who I am, I will be who I will be, and then he expresses himself that I will be chesed, I will be emet.
所以呢，一方面他是耶和华，耶和华，我是我永远都是自有永有的这个神。 另外一方面，它的彰显就是我是充满慈爱、充满恩典的。
So the word Yahweh is not only I am who I am; it actually suggests I will decide what I want to be.
其实，耶和华不只是我是我就是，还有我要决定要怎么样，它是主权的。
So Yahweh means I can decide what I want to be.
就是，他是他就是，但是我可以决定我要是什么。And
I decided to be chesed.
我就是定义，我就是慈爱和诚实。So
can you see the two aspects of God's name?
你知道神的名这两大方面。And
that's why throughout the Old Testament and many places in the prophets and the Psalms, you will see chesed and emet joined together as whether David or some other person. Praise the Lord's name because of his chesed and emet.
所以呢，不管是在整个旧约还诗篇里面，你到处都可以看到，就像大卫的诗篇来赞美神的名，他说因他的慈爱和诚实赞美。
Because of your chesed and immense, I praise Yah. So both names are put there, Yahweh and chesed and immense.
就因着你的慈爱诚实，所以我来赞美耶和华。
嗯。
所以他的名字都在那里。
But the reason why God wants disciples to know that name is given in verse 26.
但是神为什么要他的门徒都认识这个名字，就从第二十六节看得出。
His conclusion is, I will continue to make your name known to them. In other words, it will keep coming. Today you have come to a higher objective knowledge of this name, right?
今天你们是不是客观上已经更深的、更高的来认识这个神的名
？We're answering the prayer of Jesus.
因为就是透过这个耶稣的这个大祭司的祷告。
So that the love which Father you have loved me may be in them.
所以你爱我的爱也因此能够在他们里面。
And so that I can be in them.
我也能够在他们里面。
So how can Jesus be in us in a deeper way?
那耶稣怎么能够在我们里面更深的在我们里面呢？
When the love which the Father loved the Son is in you.
当父的儿子的爱在你里面。
In other words, the Father is loving you the way that he loved Jesus.
神爱你就好像是他爱耶稣他的儿子耶稣。
Then, that's how the Father and the Son dwells in us richly.
这就父和子都丰丰富富的住在我们里面。
So here, what Jesus is giving to us is to be one in his name, which is chesed and emet.
所以在这里耶稣说的就是我们在他的名里面成为他的名里面有慈爱和信实。
So it means that we are covenantally faithful to one another because we are covenantally faithful to God.
这个意思就是因为我们与神是很信实的有一个约，所以我们彼此也是都是在这个
It's because we are living out the chesed love for the family.
因为我们成为一，我们要活出这个家人的这个慈爱。
And we are faithful to this family.
我们对这个家也是信实的，也是活出信实的。
Because we know the name of God.
因为我们认识、知道他的名了。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we commit ourselves.And we receive your words, and we receive the love that you have prepared for us.
主啊，我们领受了你的话，领受你的爱，我们委身承认你的话。
And we thank you for choosing us.
谢谢你拣选了我们。
And allowing us to know you.
许可我们来认识你。
So that we can be one with one another.
我们可以合而为一
，and also with you and the Lord Jesus.
我们也能够与我们的神，我们的主耶稣基督合而为一
，to give glory and to receive glory in your love.
我们能够在你爱里面来领受你的荣耀，来荣耀归荣耀给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
，Amen.
So all of us thank us.
我们谢谢李牧师。
Great message
是一个伟大的信息。
It's a message that you cannot just take one round, you know. Just go back.
听一次可能不够，你回去再多听。
Four points now, you must
learn. 四点。
From John 17.
从这个约翰福音十七章这个祷告里面。
First time I heard it about finding Father's name from John 14. Usually it's about love, unity, and so on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
这也是这是很特别的信息，父亲节美好的信息。
Thank you for coming today.
谢谢大家今天来到。
And if anyone wants to talk to Pastor Bernard personally, go ahead.
如果有人要个别的去找那个李牧师交通，欢迎。
So Pastor Bernard will say greeting.
那祝福我们就用大祭司的祝福吧。愿耶和华保护你，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen. 因为他会他们两个会他们两个会他们两个会他们两个会他们
那我这边有，你往这啊，已经没有请你了。
下午要订那个，
早上才给。
会方便，会顺利。
啊，你早上刚刚才临时给。
对不对？那个花朵就。
Everybody that requires a pastor brother to pray for you, come.
Yeah,
please pray. Yeah, yeah.